Be still, be silent, and know the stillness of freedom, where there is no more striving. That is the secret of meditation. Be silent, be still, be centered. Be in balance. And when you're in balance, the scale stops. That is total balance. Not leaning too much to the right, not to the left. But how difficult this balance is. How restless the mind. Empty yourself again and again. Be still, be silent, know the stillness of freedom. Because in silence, in stillness, the realization of freedom comes. Because you are gone. You are gone as the mind. Then, only then can something else take over. Freedom will never visit you. Silence will never visit you. If you are so full of yourself, it's impossible. Know the stillness of freedom, where there is no more striving. No more striving, no more becoming, no more desires. What a relief. And only then can one rest. Because one is at home. You come back to the source. No more wanting, no more striving, no more desiring. Everything is as it should be. But even that takes time to accept because of the old restlessness of the mind. Even when you have found the right place, even when your life supports this freedom, still, we manage to make problems. So be still, be silent, and know the stillness of freedom. That is the essence of meditation. Beloved Master, my guide and my dearest one, I wanted for so long to share, and finally I do it. Isn't it amazing how long we have to wait to share? What is wrong in sharing? But we are not used to it. In this moment, sharing, it feels like the ground is disappearing under my feet, a big let go. It's on time, high time that is happening. But it also brings a lot of sorrow and loneliness with it. But that is the price you pay to know yourself. You have to know yourself in all the colors. And what is wrong with that sorrow and loneliness? If that is what is there, you face it. you just become more a whole human being by knowing sorrow and loneliness. But there's no way to know yourself if you don't face yourself. And we only want the happy. You don't want the sad, the sorrow. That is the problem. But life is both. Till you go beyond, and you can only go beyond when you have felt both. You can't resist it, then it will appear. I'm so grateful to be here at your feet with all my beautiful friends when it's happening. Because one part of me also wants to hide in a cave in the forest. That is also a very old habit. That you don't want to show yourself. You don't want to show yourself and you don't want to face yourself. So you want to hide. But how long can you hide? You have to face yourself. You have to face the world. You have to have the courage to stand up as yourself. Not as your false self, which can maybe function, but your real self. And that takes courage because you don't know, you're not integrated yet. But the only way to become integrated whole is to live it. And that is what is happening. Today I got the tremendous support from my beloved friends in the Sangha. Yeah, without the support of me and the Sangha is almost impossible. And that you can only see now, when you're in it or you have gone through it. Otherwise it's available, but the habit is more to hide. And when things comes up, you blame the other. I had the insight. I could see clearly how painful it is to hold on to something when it's over. And isn't that also amazing? Where does this come from, that you're trying to hold on to something when it's over? It doesn't make sense. It's over. When it's over, let it go. It's over. But you don't want to accept reality. You're fighting against the universe because you want it your ways. And you're afraid to feel this little sorrow, pain, which just helps you to grow, to become real. Understanding that, you will never be afraid. It is there to help you to see things, to grow, to flower. But it's almost impossible alone. And then you see that that's why so few people is facing themselves, is living a true life. Because it's much easier to hide. Of course, not as beautiful, uncomparable to live in a dark cave instead of coming out and see the flowers and the sunlight and the clouds and the river. It's like heaven and hell. But hell maybe be safe because it's the old. So you are holding on to something totally unnecessary even when it's finished. I could see clearly how painful it is to hold on to something when it's over, like house, work, relationship, or life itself, and what a big relief it is when we finally let go. Of course it's such a big relief. You're using all your life energy to hold on to something that is finished. Of course it's such a relief when you let go. All that energy is suddenly freed. But the habit is, you hold on, you feel guilty, you try against any hope. That's how many marriages, relationships are. Most probably this is how your relationship was. You tried and tried and tried, but you knew it was finished long time ago. So much energy, so much life energy to hold on. Instead of realizing the fact which you feel deep in yourself, but the mind is so strong. And at least you have that. Even if it's a bad marriage, at least it is a marriage. Who knows if you don't have it? This is how we have lived for thousands of years, but enough is enough. You shouldn't compromise, you should be truthful to yourself. And then you see such a relief when I finally let go. You have to take really notice, Meena, how happy, how relief, such a delight when you let go. I talk about it every day, but you don't know before it happens. And it has to happen most of the time when some kind of crisis is happening in your life. Because then you are face to face with it. So this is where I feel I'm standing now, on the cliff, ready to jump, a little afraid and shaky. Yeah, but just a little. At the same time, I feel a trust to life and the support from you, my beloved. I feel so much love towards you, my dearest one, and I will thank you for letting me be part of this beautiful Sangha. I'm just so grateful. I bow down to you, my love, and whatever life brings me, I'm ready to let go of all that which is unnecessary, and I'm open to whatever life brings me. Forever at your feet, Meena. That is the relief. At last, you start realizing the fact that you are not in control of life. Why not surrender to life? Then life can show you something instead of you complaining to life. See the stupidity of it. Why don't you accept reality? And everything will be so harmonious. You will feel so light, so taken care of. But instead we are trying our own ways, and then it becomes a struggle. Even when you know things are finished, struggle totally unnecessary. And this is how stupid we are. Accept things as they are. Some people have this old habit just to hide in the cave, but there cannot be any transformation there because you know your cave very well. And to grow, you have to go out. But that is scary, it's unknown. In the cave, you know every inch. But remember, always, crisis, when there comes a crisis in your life, some conflict, is a great opportunity for transformation. That's always how it has been. Because then you have to face yourself. Either you can go in the conflict and get pulled in, or you can transform. It can be a great jump into the beyond, into freedom. Now you are standing on the cliff. How can you go back? You know. Why not trust life? And everybody's been waiting for that. And life is showing you no, it's a test. This is how it is on the path. Crisis is only in your personal life. When it's too much mine. Otherwise, it's no crisis. How can it be crisis? So don't get stuck. Take the challenge and take the leap into freedom. And luckily, you know, you are not too glued into the relationship like some people are. Then it's very difficult. That's how it is. In the commune, we are awakening. Beloved Master, I feel different, and it's important in this moment to express what is happening. It is as if I finally accepted the visit of meditation. It is very new to me. When it started happening a few weeks ago, I even tried to put some words, but something asked me to wait and feel. Good, Madhavan, wait more, because meditation is the silence, to learn the language of the mysterious, of the silence. You are so used to words, you cannot try to put it into the words, especially not in the beginning. It's too big. Focus the whole energy to go deeper in the meditation. I didn't have any hope that this visit could really stay longer. I couldn't believe that deeper moments of emptiness would start happening with me. And I feel now that these empty moments of bliss have nothing to do with stopping the mind by force. It is more like reaching a place where mind has no grip, no importance. It is still there, but a neutral instrument. That is the meaning of going beyond the mind. Why force the mind? I never put any interest in the mind as such, nor on my interest at all. Go beyond it. That is the whole thing. Then the mind disappears by itself because you're entering a new dimension of your being. Then other things start catching your attention instead of the chattering of the mind. Only know after these experiences your world started kicking in, as if the mystery has finally attracted my attention. After many years around you, I could finally have a taste of it. How did it taste? How did it taste? Any words you can... What was the taste? What is sweet, salty, sweet? You cannot put it into words. You see my dilemma now? I'm trying to talk about it. You can't talk about it. I'm talking about it. I'm so grateful to feel the meaning of your teaching in a deeper level now. When you say it happens in spite of yourself, you cannot make meditation. You cannot force it. Only now, really, I started understanding it, because only now I experienced it myself. That's the whole difference. There's a total shift. I can talk and talk and talk. And you make up your own ideas, your own understanding. You hear different things. But when you experience it, then you know. There's a total shift. No, you have experienced what I'm talking about. You know it. After so many years, you never know when it's going to happen. It happens in spite of yourself. You cannot make meditation. You cannot force it. Only now, really, I started understanding it, because only now I experienced it myself. It does not depend on me or on the outside world. My God is so simple, and it brings such a sweet contentment. Babaji, just feeling now 1 inch of this ocean you are gave me another dimension of the vastness of your being. And here I can feel a miracle happening. Because a door for a different level of devotion started opening up. This is the real gift. A different level of devotion started opening up. This is the true initiation. Initiation doesn't happen just by getting a name and becoming a sannyasin. That is just the beginning. You have no idea. Yes, it's kindergarten, but you don't know how it is. What's going to happen? Many, many things is going to happen. This is the initiation. A different level of devotion started opening up. And that is the only way devotion can happen. How true initiation, surrender can happen. When something of the beyond has touched you, something of the divine has touched you, something so beautiful has touched you, then it's not in your hands, it just happens by itself. You have to, in spite of yourself. In fact, there's no problem, because that little voice of the ego is so gone because the vastness has happened. There's no more doubt then. That is initiation, that is devotion. As long as you are there, you are the one devoted. You are the one who expects something. This initiation is totally gone from the world now. It's almost unheard of. Because it's a realization into your own self. Then only can you understand the being of the master. And then surrender, devotion comes like a shadow. Because you want to be, the heart is longing to be a servant of love itself. What can make the heart, your being, more happy? Otherwise, they have all kinds of nonsense initiations going on. This and that, and walking through fire, or whispering a mantra in your ear, it doesn't do anything. It's not transformation. This is the initiation, when you have touched that sacred. And how did this happen, this mystery that you cannot do, and still it's happening? Then tremendous gratitude and understanding and devotion happens to the Guru. It comes like a shadow. I feel it's really important to look deeper into myself now, because it's a new moment, and the freshness of this new moment is so inspiring. I can see that my devotion has never been deep. My devotion has always been connected to my ideas about kindness, about old memories of doing the good and avoiding the bad, without having visited the dimension beyond good and bad. How can devotion be deep if you are not deep? Impossible. The deeper you are, the deeper anything you do. The more real you are, the more real everything is. And a thing like devotion, like meditation, like love, like surrender, you cannot do. It means you are touched by God, by grace. Otherwise, even this devotion has always been connected with my ideas about kindness, of doing good and avoiding the bad. And then, when you have this kind of love or devotion, then you will settle, expect something also. I'm so good, I'm doing the right thing, I'm so nice, I'm so good disciple. That is all from the mind. You cannot do that. It's impossible. No, you see it from a totally different angle. And only when you have had the experience, then you can look back, because now you know. All these games, that even the devotion has been connected to your ideas. My total ignorance about the state you are in kept me distanced from you. Yes, Madhav, it's only ignorance that keeps you distant from me. If there is no ignorance, there is no distance. If there is just innocent truth, love, it's no distance at all. It's melting down. So it's a great insight, because it is you who create everything, even the love, even the devotion, the distance, it doesn't matter what. And all that has to go. And the fact of having not tasted meditation in a deeper level left me only with the old patterns of having fascination or fear towards God. It's so good when you are waking up now. Now I can be more straight with you. There's nothing more I like than just to be straight, not to be so careful. When you are available, when I really feel that, no, you have seen, you have an experience of what devotion, love is, surrender is. Because there's nothing in the way, because all that which could have been in the way, it's gone long before devotion or true love can happen. It's like being swept away by a loved tsunami. How can you resist that? You are gone, choof, and you will just scream in joy, in ecstasy, in bliss. I see now how ridiculous it is to go from fascination to fear, from fear to fascination, according to the reaction of my ego. To face this fear is a must now, for me to open new ways in this journey and cure the wounds that are still open. Yes, get rid of this old fear. And like I always tell you, if there is fear, there is not love. Let love take over, and then fear will go by itself. Don't face the fear, don't face the mind. Face the real, face love. And then the mind or the fear will go by itself. I have a real necessity to welcome everything that comes from my master with an open heart. I can feel it. It is a matter of life and death for me. Yes, it is. And it's good you realize it, because this is exactly how it is. It can mean life or death. It can, you can stay in the ignorance in your mind, or you can wake up. That is life and death. I can feel it is a matter of life and death for me. I can humbly realize now that I am new in this business of isness. I can simply smile after this realization. I'm new, so what? That's my situation. Good. But it's no problem, because you are with me. And I know this business of isness. So if you are interested, you are at the right place. And I'm still here, and I'm willing to show a few tricks. My ideas and pride about being an honest man gave me much confidence to function in the world. And I realize now the danger of being stuck in this pride. Yes, you've been so honest. And here I come and I screw you totally off. The honesty is very good. Everybody should be honest and truthful, but don't get stuck in pride. That is like somebody's donating something to a charity and they feel very, they did a big thing. You didn't do anything. You just have too much money. Money was a burden. They did a favor for you. I knew people like that, donated, build this and build that. Even not knowing anything, still there is this certainty inside, you are the way. But that you don't know to know anything. Because certainty you have, it's someplace inside that is always in touch with the real. And that the real is always certain. Anything else can be wishy-washy. You don't know if you go do this or that, or choose the that, the boo, but that, boo. That can be all a mess. But you have a certainty and clarity inside you. And that is what speaks. You don't need to know anything. And still there is this certainty inside, you are the way. This gives me peace and joy to realize the luck to have arrived here at your feet and that there is no better place for me to grow. So simple, so extraordinary. Only through your sacred work my soul could have experienced the bliss, and I long so much for more. That is exactly what the Guru should do. Remove the darkness and give you the light and the bliss. I am patient. I have waited 8 years to start understanding a little bit, but 8 is the number of the infinite, they say. And I want to travel to the infinite with you, with no fear. 8 years, that is no problem. Maybe for 8 lifetimes you've been totally lost. No, you are here. 8 years, they say in the old scriptures, 12 years. For sure, that is the normal, to get it. Just start new now. Are you ready now to start having some fun? Huh? Don't be so like that, no? I want to travel to the infinite with you with no fear, no fucking fear. What is this fucking fear? Huh? From such an honest guy? I'm in shock. What is this no fucking fear? What is noise happening with my love? It shows you had enough now. Enough is enough. You are an expression of love. Who told my ego I should fear you for God's sake? No fucking fear. And that comes from an old Franciscan monk. I'm in shock. You must have been a monk for so many lifetimes. Doing the... Break free. No, in spite of myself, by divine grace, I'm ready to start afresh on the road towards loving you truly. That is the true initiation. No, this is a different level now. This is true sannyas. That's how sannyas should be. No, you have tasted something. In trust, gratitude, joy, and silence. Madhav. P.S. I used to say a prayer when I was a teenager in love with St. Francis of Assisi. Here it comes. Thank you. Lord, allow me to start today truly because nothing is what I have done so far. This makes much sense to me then, and I feel this prayer still here, going deeper. You see, you carry that with you. But now this prayer can become real, a reality, because you have touched the devotion. And only a devoted being, which means the mind is left far behind, can really be a devotee of God, worthy of serving God, because you are not involved, it's just your whole being involved in it. It comes from your own understanding. And this coming from an old Franciscan monk, I'm just amazing, because this Madhav, he was with me to Bolivia. I took some people to Bolivia, to the island of the sun. That was my old island there on Lake Titicaca. They have the island of the sun. So beautiful there, the best place. Then we found one of these places, and I felt totally at home because it was as shabby as in India there. Very rough. And then Madhav and Sana, they were sleeping underneath. And that was okay because people were sleeping above and by the side and underneath and everywhere. But in the morning, I went for my morning walk. And then I saw this guy laying on the whole blanket outside on the sidewalk next to a house in that little village. And I was thinking, this is just like India, man. Look at these poor people. Maybe it's one of the servants of the restaurant or something. Just like in India, they have to wake up early. They don't have anything. They just sleep outside on the balcony. And then Yamuna was coming and he said, I think that this is Madhav's cap. Only the cap was sticking out. And then, oh my God. There was the Franciscan monk sleeping outside. And I had to go around the corner because I started laughing. Then I got hold of Sana and Savini and I pulled them and I look. And he was laying there, snoring, under a whole pile of blankets. And we were all standing laughing. And I said, this is his old monk. And then I got the story from Sana that he was so worried because he snores. Some people, they snore. It was an innocent thing to do. But then he thought it disturbed the master. And he was sure he had heard me in his fear. That maybe I did like this or something. Ah, this is. That was the situation, huh? And I was laughing even more because I never heard. And this is how the mind is. You are afraid and you snore so the whole house will wake up. And the guy moved outside on the sidewalk. And it's all in your own mind. The master had no idea that all this was happening. But we had a great laughter in the morning. And it was really, I really thought it was some poor guy who was helping there. And it was Madhav sleeping. And I said, he is really an old monk. He likes this rough thing. Madhav, he can't have two nice things. He has to have it a little rough. Because of his old habit. You shouldn't spend too much money on anything. Because of this, it carries over from the past. I have some other, like, there have been sadhus or monks or sannyasin in the Buddhist tradition, like the sadhus in India and they've been this begging for food, and they're still carrying this on, and this he's one, this he's a Franciscan monk. And he enjoyed so much. I thought this was just an excuse for himself so he could relive some of his past. And then I had to take his blanket over, and he like, and we were all standing laughing at Savini taking photos. So. No, it's heavy, you know. What a gang. Just be yourself, ordinary here. No, we are here now. It's feel relieved. Just be yourself. No, nothing. No fear, no games, no nothing. Just relaxed. Can't we just relax now? Aum Shanti.
Cheers.